This is Conversations. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. So glad to have you with me for a few minutes. Oh, do I have some joy for you? I'm going to drop a joy bomb on you right now. We're Sherry, producer Sherry from the Brant Hansen Show. And you know, she makes us laugh, puts joy in our life all the time. Sister, how are you today? We're talking about a play. What's this feel like?
I am doing well, and it is coming along very well. I've been in rehearsals. I've been traveling back and forth to my hometown of Pittsburgh to be with the actors and singers, and it's going great. I cannot wait for everyone to watch this together. Something about that brings me such great joy, people streaming this in their homes and watching it all together and experiencing it all together. I just love that.
I love it. It's called The Bold and the Sanctified. It's black people and white people coming together, and it's how a church has merged together. And this is Sherry's idea, written and produced, and she performs. It's a musical. It's unbelievable. It's going to stream for anyone to get to see this on Saturday, February 26th, 8 p.m. Now, Sherry, you were talking yesterday how God gave you this vision, this inspiration, and you had a place and a date, and you were going to perform this musical, and you didn't have a story, and yet God gave you a story. Like, nobody does that. You don't, like, plan something you don't have yet.
Right. Yeah, no, I did. I was like, yeah, sure. And then when I got the story, it felt so right to me. And the reason why I know these are God words is because when I listen to it, I can't even remember writing it, Melissa. And that's the honest and goodness truth.
Wow.
I listen to it. I watch the actors. And I'm like, this is really good. And I don't say that like I wrote it. I don't feel like I did.
Mm.
It's just such an inspiration. And the way it has impacted audiences in so many various cities in so many different ways. I knew that the pastors who combined their churches, a black pastor and a white pastor, I knew that they had to be friends. Mm. So I did write a part of the play and then I threw it away because I had just done Unity for Unity's sake.
Okay.
But I was like, that's not going to work. I need a relationship here that the audience roots for.
Amen.
And that's what this is. When you watch it, you'll see these pastors are such good friends from seminary and you're rooting for their friendship, right? Like you, and the rest, everything falling apart around them, their family, the church, all of that. The key song of the whole thing is called Hold It Together.
Wow.
These guys are trying to hold it together. And so that seemed right to me, and it's really resonated with people.
Okay, you know, we could talk about this for an hour, and I wish we had that, but that's why we want people to continue to check it out, star883.com. You can get your tickets now. Please spread this, share the word, because it's going to bring healing to all of us. What's the one thing, Sherry, you want people to take away?
I want people to take away the line that the white pastor says when he's arguing with his fiance, and she wants him to give this all up, this combined church, that it's just everyone suffering. And he says, I can't do that because if Calvary, with what Christ did on Calvary, cannot make us and them a we, then I don't know what it's all for.
Wow.
And that's the line. That's the line from the play that I want everyone to walk away with is, if Calvary is real, what are we doing?
Yes.
Why are we working out of any other base of knowledge other than that?
Amen. That can preach right there. And that's why you have a whole play on it.
Yes.
It's about Calvary and what Jesus did for us. It's because of the cross and how we can lay our burdens at the foot of the cross because of the price he paid for us. And we can live in unity because of what he did for us. He didn't do it for a skin color. He did it for all people. And so praise God on that. Sherry, I know you're excited. I'm excited for you.
I am.
You pumped up?
I am. Did you say Mom Bev ready?
I'm like, are you pumped up and ready?
I thought you were asking if my mom is ready, and she definitely is. This is her favorite time. It's when she gets to sit in the audience and watch it.
Love it.
But I am. I'm ready. I am ready for everyone to see this, to live stream it together. That brings me, I cannot tell you how much joy that brings me that everyone's going to be watching it together as it's going on.
Woo.
Because I wanted to take it to so many different cities, but it's too big for me to do that. So this is the way that everybody can watch it at once. And that makes me very happy. Very excited about it.
We're excited to see how God has gifted you. You're so talented, so gifted. I don't think people even realize we get to see you or hear you be on with Brant and Sherry together. You're the producer. But you are so incredibly gifted on your own. And we get to see that played out through the bold and the sanctified. We love you, sister, and we will see you on Saturday, February 26th, okay?
Thank you, my sister and my friend. I love you. You're always so supportive and encouraging. Thank you so much.
Love you so much. Producer Sherry, the big talent. We're going to see that all play out together with all the great people she has gathered together. You can get your tickets now on our website, star883.com, for Saturday, February 26th.